The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Jake brought me this letter. And so, you know, over the years of 27 years of doing Hope, that all started with a letter to Santa Claus from the post office. We learned to do things in the way that we have always felt helped most people. And I've always been very cognizant and very thoughtful about anybody ever feeling embarrassed or shame or asking for help. Because it isn't charity. It's not a handout. As we've always said, man, it's a hand up. And we, as a rule, don't do nominations, because what we've found in the past is somebody will know somebody who's struggling, and then if we were to do that, sometimes it's incredibly embarrassing to that family, and they never wanted people to know that they were in that spot, and they didn't ask,
right,
to the point where it did more damage than good to help them. Now, that being said, this letter, it was one that we wanted to get involved with. Again, there's an exception to everything. Dear Johnny, I'm reaching out to you for my sister, Christina, who's had a recent tragedy. She has worked for the KCK Fire Department. She's a paramedic for the last 25 years. This past weekend, her house caught fire and is a complete loss. At this time, she and her family are living at her daughter and son-in-law's house, along with her son, her husband, the grandkids. She is at a total loss as to what to do, even though she does this for a living. It's just a shock for the family, and it's never hit this hard at home. Even though insurance will take most of these things, take care of most of these things, it's a process, and we all know that. It takes a lot of time. And they have needs that are immediate. She's an incredible sister, and she just needs help right now. She's helped so many people in her career. She's the oldest of seven kids, and she takes care of all of us. She and her husband are continuing to work in the middle of all this, and they have a 13-year-old son. She's lost. She's overwhelmed with everything going on and very prideful about having to take help from others. I understand that, man. She's the one who helps, right? You're the paramedic. You're the one with the ambulance. You're the one with the lights and the sirens that works at the fire department. You're the person who runs it and fixes it. It's hard to see her go through this. I know they need clothes. They've lost it all. Their clothes, their shoes, their coats, their hygiene, their groceries. They literally lost everything that they had, all their memories. You know, not just your couch or your kitchen table,
your pictures,
your photographs, the paperwork from your childhood, from your parents, the
keepsakes,
everything that you hold dear, that's a memory inside of it when you see it. And that is one of the things that terrifies me in this life, is to lose the things that I've that, and they're all meaningless, but to me they mean more than anything else in my house, the memories. It's hard to see her go through this. But they need all the basics you would need when starting completely over. It's just such a tough time right now at the holidays, and we just want her and her family to be okay. Thank you for taking the time to read my letter. If you need some information, let me know. Sincerely, Rebecca. So, Jake has been speaking with her, and this just happened, I guess. Was it the weekend before last? Hey, Rebecca, it's Johnny. We're on the air. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So tell me about your sister. She's worked for 25 years as a paramedic. She's the oldest of you, seven kids.
And she's the oldest girl, yeah.
She's always taken care of you guys.
Of course, yes.
What do you mean by that?
Anytime we need help, she's there. Even if she can't afford it too, she's always helping.
And she's been a paramedic for 25 years. It's just kind of in her DNA to be the one who helps.
Yes.
And so what happened? It was not this yesterday. It was a week ago.
It was the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
And what happened?
There was a power surge, and there was a heater plugged in but not on, and they think that's where it started.
And how much the whole thing went up?
Yeah, it was plugged in the basement, so everything went up in flames from the floor.
And nothing was saved? Nothing was saved?
They're still going through things, but at this time, it's a total loss.
Oh, and I'm sure she was on a 24-hour shift.
She was actually going to her daughter's for Thanksgiving dinner, and they got a call as soon as she got to her daughter's house saying that her house was on fire.
So that's why nobody was home. Her, her husband, and her son were all, and thank God, right?
Yes, yes. The neighbors behind them saw the flames, and they thought it was like a barbecue, but then they realized it was coming from the basement.
By the time a fire shows to a neighbor that starts in the basement, you know, it's, you're completely engulfed. I mean, you're just...
Yeah.
It's, that's tough, man. So everything, but she, so normally we don't take, and we don't do it this way, but, so tell me why you wrote this letter. Tell me about your family. Tell me about her. Tell me why you, you felt like this was something that you needed to do.
Well, it is the time of the holidays, and we're all struggling, so we just figured she could really use the help, and we're just trying to get things together just to get them started off until insurance is able to help out.
How's their son? He lost all his stuff, too.
Yeah, he's going through the emotions like everybody else, so.
What has she told you?
She is just kind of lost and doesn't know where to start. So she's just trying to keep working so that way she doesn't, I think, get overwhelmed.
Right. So what are we talking about? It's her husband, it's her, it's her son, and they've lost all of their clothes, all of their belongings, all of their... Everything we just take for granted that's there in our closets during the day, our coats, everything.
Correct.
All right. Hold on a second here. KCK. 25 years as a firefighter. How many countless people has she run in that ambulance? How many lives has she saved? How many people has she comforted at their fire, at their house fire, at their car crash? How many fathers has she saved? How many mothers? How many daughters? How many sons? Has she made sure that help got to them before it was too late? And the thing that drives me crazy is, we just take it for granted because we dial 911 and there come the people that save you. And they're, almost everybody I know that works for fire or works in EMS has to take a second job because...
Yeah.
As honest and as honorable as their intentions are, it doesn't pay what it should.
I was just thinking all the time she's comforted someone in a scene, in a scenario.
Yeah. No, and that's what Jake was pointing out, and we were discussing that who helps the people who help.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ask for help because that's their job, right? So I'm thinking... Oh, hand me my bag, by the way. Amish Adam gave me $300. If you'd hand me my bag, let me give you. We'll start with three, but let me get a total.
Okay.
If we did 1,000, if we did 2,000 in gift cards for groceries, we'll do groceries. We'll do, but for some toys for the kid, of course. But a coat, shoes, all her uniforms are gone. All of his work clothes are gone. All of their regular clothes are gone. Their underwear, their toiletries, their hair dryers, their combs, their brushes, their soap, their shampoo, their everything that we have that we've collected over the years, it is all gone. And yes, one day insurance will say, here is 12 cents for your hair dryer.
Yeah.
Because they don't, you know how it is. They don't really replace it. They just say, well, how many years did you have it? And it's worth this now.
Right. They don't have a microwave to even get by
right.
with that.
That's right. So... We need at least $2,000, but
I'm assuming they're staying with
there's
family.
There's $300. Yep, staying with a sister. All right, let's go. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your Lisa? What can I do for you?
I'm Lisa. Met you several times before. Lost my house in a fire back in 2008. In December, I know what they're going through. I've got 400.
What happened in December?
We had an electrical outlet that went bad. I got a call at work, and the neighbors said, your house is on fire.
How much did you lose?
Everything. Oh. Lost everything. Went from there to two different high schools to tell the kids that we didn't have a home to go to. And called the oldest son at college and said, lost the house today. Hardest things I've ever done.
And it's so easy when it's not you, I think, for us to go, well, they have insurance, it's going to be okay. But, man, there's an emotional component in here that the house that your children came home to maybe from the hospital, yeah, or they graduated high school in, or they fell in love while they were there, the one where you know, they lived before they got married, just all the memories, the Thanksgivings, the birthdays, the good, the bad, the tears, the laughs, everything that's packed into that wood.
Right, right. And material things can be replaced.
Right.
But it's the memories. You know, my kids will still go to the wrong cupboard because, oh, that's where it used to be kept.
Yeah. No, and of course, I've lived on this earth long enough now that I have boxes of photographs and scraps of, yes, paper that only I know why they're important to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Kids' art projects, yeah, you know, those were all gone.
Yeah. I know, man. And you know, I appreciate you, Lisa. Drop it off, Hope for the Holidays, at any U.S. bank, and they're going to make sure that we get it, okay?
Not a problem. Thanks, John.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
What's going on, Johnny Derek?
What can I do for you?
I want to throw in $200, boss man.
Right on, Jesse. I love that. What do you do for a living?
I was a commercial carpenter for 8 years till COVID hit, and now I throw cones out in the road and mess everybody's day up.
You know what? But are you working solid?
Oh, for sure. For love sure. It. They got me working 65, 70 hours a week, boss. I got $200 to spare all day long.
You're a good man. Merry Christmas, my friend. I appreciate you.
No problem, sir. Thanks, I've Jesse. Been listening to you for 25 plus years. Anything I can do, sir.
What makes you want to call, though? What makes you want to help someone you don't know?
I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid in my car seat, man. And anything I can do to help somebody out, I have no problem doing. My father always used the same term you guys do. We don't give handouts, we give hand ups. And to hear the story about somebody's house burning down, that's tragic, man. And anything I can do for him, I'd love to do.
You're a good man. Your dad raised you well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too, Jesse. Hope for the Holidays at U.S. Bank. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to give in 100.
Beautiful, man. What do you do for a living?
I work at the post office.
Yeah. And have you ever done this before? What makes you pick up the phone and call?
I pick up the phone. I had a house fire about 10 years ago, a week before Christmas. We lost everything. I understand what they're going through.
God. Does it still bother you?
Yes and no. You know, I mean, it's rough. It's a rough couple of weeks, especially right before Christmas. But you got to do, you got to move on. You got to press on. And we're here to help.
Yeah.
A lot of people helped me, so I'm here to help them.
You're a good man. Dude, and that's it. Isn't that it? When you remember everybody who ever put their hand on your back, that ever put, yep, their arm around you, that's how you're here. None of us stand alone, not and survive.
No, no, sir. No, sir. A lot of people put in and helped us out, so I just figured I'd give them a little hand.
You're a good man, Steve, U.S. Bank.
Thank you.
All right. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Johnny? Hey, brother, I got 500 for you, bro.
Excellent. Excellent. What do you do?
Oh, that doesn't matter, man.
The reason I asked, James, is because I like to know, I don't know, man. I noticed through the years, it's always been people who know what it's like to stand on the edge. The people who could lose as well, like, it's blue-collar guys that work for a living, guys that know what worry is and what struggle is. And it's always, it just means a great deal to me. For some reason, I want to know why people do things. I want to know their reasons, and I want to know what makes them feel. Because it makes, honestly, you guys, when I hear you, it makes me feel better about this planet.
Yeah, wholeheartedly, buddy. I mean, I feel the exact same way. I've lived in Kansas City my whole life, and I've been to other cities, and I've never been to a place like Kansas City where people are so giving and so just good people. I've been to other cities, and they're just, I don't know, man. It's not the same. Kansas City.
No.
Back in 07, my sister had a house fire, and there were so many people that that we had, you know, she didn't know, you know, none of the family knew that, you know, jumped up to help out. And so when I hear a story like this, I want to be first in line to help out, because we had so many people that helped our family out then when my sister's house burnt. That it's great, bro. No problem. $500.
Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Okay, so where are we at right now?
You're at 1,500. You'd want 2,000. Yeah.
Okay, we're looking for 2,000. All right. Ooh, hey, Big E.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
What are you doing, Big Eric?
Driving to work. I'm driving to work. What are you doing?
Listen, you cut trees for a living. You don't work. You just cut down trees because you like cutting down trees.
I do like cutting down trees, but it's getting cold out, man. Fingers getting cold.
That's a fact, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, man, what can I do for them? I'd like to donate 100 if I could.
Beautiful. Beautiful, man. I appreciate you. Where are you working today?
We will be in Shawnee. We'll be some nice old lady's house in Shawnee taking care of her trees. We've had a great season, and I know a lot of other people haven't.
Yep, you're a good man. I'll see you later. I'll see you in a little while.
I love you, man. You guys keep it up.
Thank you. By the way, ladies, it's affordable tree fellers. I'll say that. And for an extra $100 to hope for the holidays, he'll work with his shirt off outside your window.
Fact. Mike asked him to.
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny, I want to give 200.
Excellent, man.
I'm a retired firefighter. We got to take care of our own, man.
Absolutely. Where'd you work?
I work full. I retired from Liberty Fire, and I'm still a paramedic on the side. But you got to take care of our own, man.
How many years did you work out in that fire department?
I was at Liberty for 22, and I've been a paramedic for 35.
You know, man, you know. You guys are the guys, when everybody's running away, you're running straight towards it.
Best job in the world, man.
It takes a special kind of person to do that stuff.
Best job in the world.
You hold on. I appreciate you, man. God bless you, Rich. Thank you. Where are we at?
Just making sure, double checking. 1,800.
All right. Chelsea, have you got $200?
I do. I have $200.
Perfect.
I've got my son here in the car, and I just can't imagine. I can't imagine him not having enough.
Yeah, or a house, or his clothes, or his coat.
No, unimaginable.
Yeah, it is, man. And especially for somebody who they risk their lives, they go where other people won't, and they do things that other people can't just to keep strangers alive, to help people and comfort people. And that's, isn't that the highest calling of anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this one's got me.
Look, Merry Christmas, and you know what? You're a fine mother, and what a great, what a grand example.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sam. So, you got it?
Get 2,000. Yep.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Hi. I assume you could hear all this?
Yes, I did.
Look, we've got $2,000, and we're going to figure out these gift certificates to different stores and make sure that, they've got one that, where a Target, I think, will cover most of it. But we'll get, make sure they have toiletries. Make sure they have shoes. Make sure that, because I know that both, she's a firefighter, a paramedic, all her uniforms are gone. She's got to go to a uniform store and buy those.
She does.
You've got to have certain boots that you've got to wear. He's in maintenance, correct?
Yes.
So he's got certain shoes and certain, uniforms to wear. Does her son compete in sports? Does he have anything going on that we've got to know about certain kinds of shoes?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Not till soccer.
But we're going to keep him warm. We're going to keep him fed. Constantinos would also like to pitch in for that family with a $500 gift certificate to the Constantinos Apple Fresh, the Price Choppers.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
And we're going to make sure that at the very least we can't get their house back, but we can make sure that they're as comfortable as they can be while they're getting things sorted out. And I know your sister wouldn't have asked for help, and I certainly hope that she takes it in the way that it is meant, and that's people just saying thank you for a life of service.
She will take it, and our family is so thankful. I didn't know what else to do, and you guys are just helping out so much. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you.